All right, perverts. Welcome to part two of the AMA, where we will get into the not safe for work questions. I've got two sections of those, the general dirty questions and the GWA related questions. So we're going to start with the general dirty questions. First of those being, what is it about darker themes that draws me to them? A lot of it is the taboo factor that, like, this is just a bad thing. I'm not supposed to like it, and therefore I do. But also, a lot of it is that these are things that you can't do in real life, and that's what makes them so much better in fantasy, because, you know, nice regular sex is great, but that's not what I want out of porn. That's what I want out of sex. So yeah, and also I'm just a dark person. I always have been. When did I first realize I had such dark, wonderful fantasies, and how have they expanded and grown over the years? So ever since I've had any kind of sex life, been into rough things, and I've just kind of escalated over time. So it started out with, oh hey, I like to be called names, and then, well yeah, I think getting choked would be great, having my hair pulled would be great, and it just kept escalating from there until it turned into, ooh, maybe rape would be nice. And then from rape, we snowballed. And it, like, I've just naturally escalated over time. Which kink that I haven't done in real life yet am I most excited to try or want to happen? Big one I would like to do that is actually possible to do in real life would be an MMF threesome. Me and two dudes. That would be great. Would I describe myself as kinky? And if yes, what kinks are my strongest? Would I describe myself as kinky? I don't know. Have you listened to my audios? Yes. Yes, I would describe myself as kinky. Like, 100% guaranteed. What kinks are my strongest? In real life, pain and degradation are, like, my really big things. In audio, my biggest kinks would have to be rape and snuff. Those are, like, my big things. Knives. Yes. Yeah. Do I have any kinks or fantasies that I'd like to live out in real life, but can't or won't? Oh, sure, there are plenty of things that I'd like to try, but I never will. Like a lot of large group scenarios, I never will actually do that. I'll think about it, but I'll never actually, like, orchestrate a gangbang or anything like that. What's the most sexually adventurous thing I've ever done? I mean, to me, sexually adventurous sounds mostly like exhibitionism, and I've had a lot of sex in a lot of public places. Volleyball courts and park benches and picnic tables and church parking lots and the whole nine yards, lots of it. So, yeah. What things turn me on in a potential partner? A lot of things, but really big, honestly, is feeling respected by that partner. Whatever our dynamic is, I want to feel like we are actually equals, and that any power exchange is given voluntarily by both of us. If I don't feel that we're equals, it's not going to happen. No chance. What things turn me off in a potential partner? Feeling like you don't respect me. If I have any inkling that you think your needs and desires are more important than mine, it's not gonna work. You need to think my needs and desires are important, and I need to think yours are important, and we need to exchange that. Are there any kinks or fetishes I'm curious about and would like to explore? For the most part, I do what I want to do in real life. I guess I would really just like to explore more extreme pain things. I really, really want someone to cut me. Just try it. Maybe I won't like it. I'm pretty sure I will, but maybe I won't, and then I don't have to do it again. But I just want to know for sure. What is my favorite toy? I don't really have any toys. I have one dildo and it's broken. So, yeah. Apart from mine, what's the sexiest name you've ever heard of? You're lucky I know who asked that because... Oh, you're such a dork. Sexiest name. I don't know. I have a weird thing about names. I don't like to say people's names. I feel weird saying names, so I guess I can't really say I've found names sexy. Yeah. What is the darkest thing I've gotten off to on GWA? Oh, that's a question and a half. Probably the darkest thing I've ever gotten off to is... on Shelter Hole, there's an audio called Swipe. And I had no idea what to expect going into it, but you know, I went for it. And there's a part in that audio that mentions, like, licking cum off of the brain matter of another person who has already been killed, and like, it was just whatever. I was okay with it. I don't know why, but I was just okay with it. What is the strangest thing that turns me on? Lots of odd things turn me on, but one weird thing that really turns me on is being called cute. Anytime someone calls me cute, just like makes me, it's terrible. So bad. What is my favorite type of dick? Also was asked, what type of dicks do you like? Do you prefer dicks to be big, small, above average, average, circumcised or uncircumcised? I don't care. I have no preference whatsoever. Really, what matters to me is the person that is attached to the penis. I don't care. Whatever you've got, just use it. Doesn't matter to me. What is the dumbest or funniest sexual encounter I have ever had? I mean, once during a threesome, the other two people were going at it. So I was masturbating while I was watching them, and I was sitting on the edge of the bed, and I fell backwards off the bed. So that was good. That was not one of my proudest moments. What physical aspect of the male, and if possible female as well, body turns me on the most? Physically, if we're talking just like a pure visual, I'm really not that into visual things. You can look how you look. It doesn't matter if I like you as a person. But if we're going with a physical attribute on men, it's shoulders. Like, nice, strong shoulders. Yes. Oh my god, that kills me all the time. Or beards. Really love beards too. You got a nice beard. On the female body, I love a woman with, like, nice curvy hips and thighs. Not, like, super thick, but just, like, thighs you could imagine being squeezed between. Yes. What time during the day am I horniest? I mean, pretty much all the time, except right after I wake up. Right when I wake up, I want nothing to do with sex. But basically the entire rest of the day, I'm on. What is my ideal amount of sex per week? I like to average sex about 5 times a week. Gotta have occasional off days. Sometimes you'll have more off days, but then you'll sex multiple times in a day. Like, whatever. Whatever works. But I like to average about 5 times a week. Is perfect for me. Favorite sex position and why? Any position where I am bent over anything. I love to be fucked from behind. Yeah, I just like to be bent over things. It's great. Which fictional character do I want to have sex with the most and why? Oh geez. Fictional character. Batman. Yeah, it's probably Batman. What are some of the biggest mistakes men make when it comes to sex as well as dating and relationships, and what advice do I have to avoid these mistakes? Honestly, all sex and dating mistakes really boil down to lack of communication. If you communicate well, you can figure out any problem. So when it comes to sex, you just need to be really forward and open and communicative with your partners so that you both know what you're on, what you're up to, if it's good, if it's not, what you need from them. You both need to do that. You can't be worried, you know, you're going to hurt your partner's feelings by saying that something wasn't good. If it wasn't good, it wasn't good. You need to communicate that, and then you can decide if you need to change it or if you need to just not do that thing anymore. Or maybe you just aren't compatible and you're just not going to work together. Either way, communication always. If I was a stripper, what would be my stripper name? And what would be my gimmick or character? My stripper's just going to be me. I am Pretty the Murder Queen. Yes. That's my stripper name and character. Alright, so those were the general dirty questions. And then I've got some GWA questions. What is my favorite part about making audios? The reception. I love hearing from people. And I mean, part of it is that I love being showered with compliments. I do. I'm super vain. I love hearing nice things about me. But honestly, I like to help people. And it's weird to think of making porn as helping people, but it really does. Whether it's the darker content that I like to make that, you know, helps people explore things that they can't normally get, or the times that I make sweeter content that really helps people with emotional things that they need. Making audio is a really emotional thing, and I love it. What has been my favorite part of posting on GWA and my involvement with the audio community? Engagement with people, whether it's listeners like I was just talking about, and other performers. GWA has such an amazing, strong, supportive community, and I have made so, so many friends this way. It's incredible. Has my time on GWA taught me anything about myself? It has definitely helped my confidence a lot. I mean, my first time posting an audio, I was horrified. I wanted nothing to do with it. I thought my audio was terrible. And it took me a long time to be able to listen to my own audios and not just, like, feel gross about the way I sounded. I know other people liked me, and I don't hate my voice, but hearing myself was just terrible. So, I mean, it's helped me grow in that way, in my comfort with myself, too. Has my time on GWA taught me anything about people? Well, one thing that it has confirmed about people is that everybody is self-conscious. Everyone. There are so many people who kink shame themselves. So they'll consume dark content, but they are terrified to admit that they like dark content. There's a lot of that going on. There's so much people putting themselves down and people putting other people down because of their own insecurities. Yeah. What, if anything, would I change about the Reddit audio porn world? I would just relax it even more. You know, having the inability to really do age content anymore because of Reddit rules is kind of harmful to the community as a whole. There's a lot of people who are into that. And I would want to get rid of all of the stupid downvote bots and the trolls and all of that so that we can just really have a nice, positive community where if you don't like something, you just move on. I've never once downvoted any content on GWA because it's not nice. People put themselves into it, and if you don't like it, you just move on. If it's good and you like it, then you upvote and you comment and you support that person. So I just want to make it even more happy and supportive. Are there any tags that are my favorites to listen to, and what are they? Yeah. Rape, snuff, knife, fear. Those are, like, top tier tags for me. If you've got those tags on an audio, I'm listening. I'm listening to it. What are the elements of a top quality audio, in my opinion? A top quality audio, to me, needs to have emotion and connection from the performer. I've heard some performers who do not at all sound like they're into what they're doing. And if you don't sound like you're into it, you're not selling it to me, I'm not going to enjoy it. But there are other performers who get so in character with every single audio they make, and I passionately love it. How do I come up with my ideas for scripts and audios? Usually they're just based off of fantasies, so I'll have like a vague fantasy and I'm like, let's expand that and make it a real thing. But other times they get inspired by conversations with people. I've got a lot of dirty friends. And just like single line in a conversation, it happens to basically everyone who writes scripts. You have a single line in a conversation, then you're like, that's an audio. All right. How do we go about finding new audios to listen to? Typically, I just scroll. I've got it sorted by new for GWA, Gone Wild Audible, and Dark Side Playground. I'm all subscribed to, plus a bunch of subreddits for people that I like specifically. And I just sort everything by new and scroll and save anything that has tags that I like. Also, in a lot of my Discord servers, there are self-promotion pages. So then if I see somebody who I'm friends with or someone that I particularly like promoting something in there, I'll usually give that a listen, even if it's not something that's quite my normal cup of tea. What is my biggest complaint about making audios? Honestly, it's just trying to get the time and the quiet to do it. My neighbors are so loud all the time. 24 hours a day, my neighbors are making noise. So it's so hard to get quiet for long enough to be able to record. How did I stumble upon GWA? So at some point in time, I had vaguely heard of GWA, but I never partook in it, never listened, nothing, never really cared. But then one day, just about a year ago, I had a dirty dream. And one of the main things in my dream that I could remember was the voice, or more specifically, just the accent of the other person in the dream with me. This person had a Scottish accent. And all day I was just like super pent up and I wanted something to get off to. And I was just like scouring the internet for just anything I could listen to that had a voice like that. And then I remembered Gone Wild Audio and I searched for the Scottish accent tag, and I found something that was an audio basically identical to the dream that I had had. It was like more perfect than I ever could have imagined, and it completely sold me on GWA as a whole. That was the thing. It was all because of a sex dream. And then the last GWA-related question is, what type of erotic audios will I absolutely not listen to or record myself? The only thing really that I won't listen to is vanilla. If you tag something with vanilla, I'm not listening to it. It's not going to happen. I don't have any interest in that. As far as what will I not record myself, there's not really anything in that category. Like, there are some things maybe I'm not going to go out of my way to record, you know. Things like water sports or scat, any kind of bathroom stuff. I'm not going to go out of my way to get that content because that's not something that I'm interested in. But if someone particularly wanted me to do that, it's not off limits. Nothing's really off limits. All right, and then from one of the people who asked questions, I also got what is James Lipton's version of the Proust questionnaire. So that will be the last thing we do here. It's 10 questions. What is my favorite word? Favorite word. Okay, let's come back to that. I should have thought about this before I started. We'll come back to that. What is my least favorite word? Moist. I hate it. I hate it. I hate it. And this came up in a discussion recently where people were talking about, and it's the same thing I've always heard people say, because they'll say moist to talk about a pussy. And I'm like, that's, nope, we don't do that. That's gross. And they're like, but moist is good when it's a cake. And then I brought up, okay, but now think about cakey pussy. Is that a good thing? No. So yeah, moist, gross. Okay. What turns me on? Lots of things. Murder, metal music, Yeah, lots of things, but we'll go with those. What turns me off? People trying to romance me who have no business romancing me. Like, if you're trying to dirty talk with me, and then you start talking about romance and affection and stuff, that's just like, no thanks. I'll pass. What sound or noise do I love? Man moans. Ugh. Guys who are vocal about their pleasure. So hot. What sound or noise do I hate? Wet sounds. I hate wet sounds. I can't stand them. Ugh. I try to record my own wet sounds because I know people like them. And then listening back to it just grosses me out so much. What is my favorite curse word? Fuck. I say fuck all the time. Fuck, fucking, fucked. Fuck. I say it so much. What profession other than my own would I like to attempt? I don't know. I barely have a profession right now. What would I like to attempt? I don't know, being like a professional musician sounds cool. I'm not good enough for that, but trying would be cool. What profession would I not like to attempt? Anything involving manual labor. I'm not a manual labor kind of person. All right, if heaven exists, what would I like to hear God say as I arrive at the pearly gates? I don't know, because like my image of heaven, what I've always been given by people who believe in heaven, is not really somewhere I want to go. So like if that version of heaven exists, I would really like to hear God say, get out when I got to the gates, because it's not somewhere I want to be. One of my acquaintances who is very devoutly Christian believes that heaven is where you go to spend all of eternity devoted to worshiping God. That's not something I'm interested in, so I would like to be turned away if I arrived to that version of heaven. Okay, so now I need to go back to my favorite word so I can finish this thing up. I don't know, and this is such an important question. Like, this is really important to me because I love words so much. But I don't know what my favorite word is. Awkward. I love awkward because it's one of those words where, like, it is describing itself. Awkward just sounds awkward. Like, when would you ever have a WKW in a word? Awkward. All right, yeah, so that's it. Thank you for listening to my AMA. And, yeah, have a nice day.